emotion I've never felt before. You open up a door in my life. No tomorrow could there be without you. And if you just say goodbye,
That's a good piece called Someone. Tim Hines from the Searching the Heart disc on the TBA record label. Lietta Galway when her version of Fascination preceded it from Lietta's latest on Columbia. And Jonathan Butler from the disc introducing Jonathan Butler with a lot of early cuts, including Thinking of You, which we used to begin the hour. It's 15:15. I'm Ray Peterson. Good morning. The lines are drawn in Los Angeles between the two sides of the abortion issue. 3 days of protests are set to begin later this morning in Los Angeles, where police authorities plan to deploy double the number of officers at abortion clinics. The militant Operation Rescue plans to blockade abortion clinics each day in a crusade to close the abortion clinics. Funeral services will be held tomorrow for Milton Fromm, straight man to comedian Milton Berle. In the early days of television, Fromm died of heart failure Tuesday at a Los Angeles hospital. He was 78. He appeared in more than 50 films, including all 16 Jerry Lewis movies. In South Lebanon, Army forces killed 3 Palestinian guerrillas trying to slip into northern Israel late yesterday. The militia-run Voice of South Radio said that the Army forces spotted the guerrillas a mile north of the Israeli-Lebanon border and launched a 30-minute firefight using grenades and automatic rifles. One member of the SLA was gravely wounded in the clash.
Since my baby left me, I found a place to dwell. It's at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, and I'll be so lonely, babe. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonesome I could cry. Though it's always crowded, I still can't find a home. Broken-hearted lovers
That's Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and flugelhorn, a few other cuts in the disc. Recorded back in 1971 from the First Light disc. Backed up by, well, a lot of big names now and just instrumentalists back then, including George Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass. Let's see, on vibes you had Phil Krause, Wally Kane, Hubert Laws, George Marge, and Romeo Penkay on flute. And Wally Kane on bassoon with Jane Taylor. And, he packed him in back then. 1971 cut. Okay. It's from the First Light disc. It's on CBS. Freddie Hubbard. Yesterday's Dreams, the name of the piece. Kenny Vance did an old Elvis tune of Heartbreak Hotel. Of course, he did it in the Kenny Vance style from the Short Vacation disc. Funny set of photos in the back of the Short Vacation jacket of a little old lady walking up to Kenny on a New York street when they were taking pictures for the jacket, and she put a quarter in his guitar. Nice. Charity begins with the heart, right? Either that or Kenny looked like he needed a quarter just then. Artie Traum starting the set off with the title track in his Cayenne disc from the Rounder label. Few more scores to toss your way for this morning. In college basketball last night, the National Invitation Tournament, in the quarterfinals, Michigan State beat Villanova at 70-63, and Alabama-Birmingham beat Connecticut at 85-79. In exhibition baseball yesterday, Los Angeles over Minnesota, 6-1. Boston down Detroit at 10-2. The New York Mets over Baltimore, 5-2. Toronto beat Atlanta at 4-1. Pittsburgh over Philadelphia at 7-6. New York Yankees beat Montreal at 5-4. St. Louis defeated Cincinnati at 7-6 after 11 innings. San Francisco beat Oakland at 6-4 after 11. Cleveland down San Diego at 4-2. The Chicago Cubs beat Seattle at 3-0. California over Milwaukee at 4-3. And Houston beat Kansas City at 5-3. And the big NFL story yesterday is that the NFL is looking for a new commissioner. Pete Rozelle announced his resignation from the job that he's held for 30 years. Pro Football Hall of Famer will remain in office until the NFL finds a successor.
Raising a child these days, you have to be a child's cook, maid, and chauffeur. But you also need to be part psychologist, part pediatrician, and part teacher. Where can you easily learn how? You can simply read Child Magazine, published by the New York Times. Every issue of Child contains fascinating articles and a wealth of essential information for today's busy parents. It's information on everything from camps to colic, bedwetting to books, vacations to video, in a colorful magazine created especially for...
She takes the time to wake me gently with coffee on the tray. What could be better to start the day than the sound of her voice singing while the coffee brews?
When rich taste and aroma really count, it's got to be Maxwell House coffee.
That's a good to the last drop feeling of Maxwell House.
Raising a child these days, you have to be a child's cook, maid, and chauffeur. But you also need to be part psychologist, part pediatrician, and part teacher. Where can you easily learn how? You can simply read Child Magazine, published by the New York Times. Every issue of Child contains fascinating articles and a wealth of essential information for today's busy parents. It's information on everything from camps to colic, bedwetting to books, vacations to video, in a colorful magazine created especially for busy mothers and fathers. Child Magazine can help you give your child a head start in life and give you confidence and reassurance as a parent. And after all, that is what you want, isn't it? Order Child Magazine and take advantage of a great subscription offer. 1 year, 6 exciting issues for only $10. That's 43% off the cover price.
To order 1 year of Child Magazine, call toll-free 800-521-2800. That's 800-521-2800. For Child Magazine.
Vacations. Whether you're planning the family kind, the romantic kind, or the relaxing kind, plan on earning money just by giving your travel agent the Discover card. The card that actually pays you cash back for every charge. Up to 1% back every year based on your annual purchases. Cash back from your vacation. How's that fit into your plans? It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
The best way to beat the traffic, breeze through it with the newest sound in St. Louis. Breeze 97.1.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard the all-new Breeze 97.1. Of Flora Purim from her Midnight Sun disc and Angel Eyes, good old classic. Eric Bacalus prior to that with Tranquility, the title track on his disc on the Mood Tapes label. 17 before the hour, Oliver North's ex-secretary Fawn Hall told the jury hearing the Iran-Contra felony case against her former boss that she helped him destroy hundreds of documents in the now famous November 1986 shredding party. Hall also testified yesterday that she did a very stupid thing when she smuggled secret documents from the White House and passed them to her just-fired boss, who couldn't get into the White House. In addition, Hall said that the 4 days before North was fired from the National Security Council on November 25th of 86, she altered original documents at North's request to remove material about his secret work for the Nicaraguan Contra rebels. A little of what Hall said was news. She gave generally the same story to the 1987 congressional committees investigating the Iran-Contra scandal. But her presence generated fresh interest in North's trial, now in its fifth week. About 100 spectators and reporters packed the courtroom of the U.S. District Judge Gerhard Gazelle to hear the former secretary turn television personality. She's been given immunity from prosecution. Hall's to return to the witness stand on Thursday at 9:30 Eastern Time. your car? Set your button now to 97.1, the newest sound in St. Louis, Breeze 97.1.